Thank you. They had the latest equipment. They had the latest. the latest equipment, you know, with war elephants, that they weren't even allowed to use that, it was illegal. And there was so much against the Indian that they used illegal missiles that you're not allowed to use then. Nuclear warfare, they forbade it, the war elephants. But there were so much against the Indian that they took a chance and they went against the rules that they... That nest, the stam, it was not stamma nest. That was like a nest of that. It's not just new Siyata Dishmaya. The army of the Yidden had Siyata Dishmaya. It was much more than that. It was a thing like was shouldn't be outside the Teva completely. No shaykhs whatsoever. It wasn't Siyata Dishmaya. But the, even that, Rabbi Say, Klai Yisrael loomed on Nisim, and even the Nisachim, that they had over the Greeks, they wouldn't have made a yanta from that. But he said that after that thing happened to Beis HaMikdash, the neighbors said, then they made a yanta from this, Rabbi Say. The Ness of Hanukkah, Rabbi Say, they were conveyed of it, not from the army, from the Nisachim, which again was Mishundik and Ness, not from the neighbors. But I'll say that it was because when you have a nest of fire, so by saying you suck, whatever you have your CS Mitzrayim, you have the nest, and then you have the Matzorah of the nest. The Esamakis, that was how we got a Mitzrayim, but Pesach isn't the Esamakis. Esamakis, by the same name, we Dom, Svadea, Kuma, but that's not Pesach, the Esamakis. At the Seder, we talk about the Nisim. The Pesach is that we got out of Mitzrayim, the Matara of it, that we got freed, we got out of Mitzrayim. The Baruch Hashem did it through the Esamakis. That's how the Baruch Hashem got us there. But the thing that we're happy about was not that, Yontif, Esamakis, Dom Svadea. The Yontif is not because the Esamakis, the Yontif is because we got out of Mitzrayim. Hanukkah is not because of the neighbors, and not because of the fighting with the Hasmonim and the Ronim. Hanukkah is the Torah. We got the Torah, Rabbi Yisrael. That's what Hanukkah is, that they wanted to take the Torah from us. And all your day, the fighting, that's the Esamakis, all your day the fighting, that we won the fighting. So it was the Tachlis that Hanukkah was celebrating. It's the Matara, that's what we're celebrating, that our Torah was threatened, Rabbi Yisrael. That was the biggest sakona, and through the Nitzachim. So the Atzmius of Hanukkah is not the Nitzachim, even though that was the Ness, and we talk about the Ness. That was the tool. On Pesach also we talk about the Esamakis, about the Kriyas Yamsuf. But the main thing is the Man Cheruseinu, that we got from the Avdus of Cherus, Rabbi Yisrael. That's what Pesach is. Hanukkah is the Yontif of Torah, Rabbi Yisrael, of Yiddishkeit. That the Baruch Hashem gave us back Yiddishkeit that was threatened. It was through the tool of the Nitzachim over the Yevonim, and it was and the Baruch Hashem shows the Chachamim. We always have Nisim, but because the Ness happened in the Beis HaMikdash with the Meiris, so the Chazal, the Chachamim, them understood that the Baruch Hashem wants us to make a Yontif from the Nitzachim that we have the Torah now, that it was a light, Rabbi Yisrael. The Chashmonim, when they're fighting the Bonim, they're fighting for the light of Torah, Rabbi Yisrael. That's just not a good divorce. That's what the Emes is, they're fighting for Emes. And when the Beis HaMikdash, after that happened, we saw the nest with that nest that was Shemin, that was supposed to burn for one day, it burned for 8 days. So the Chachomim, the Ruach HaKodesh at that time was understood that the Simon, the Baruch Hashem wanted us to make a Yanta for 8 days for the Nitzachim of the Torah, Rabbi Yisrael. And we had that Nitzachim because the Baruch Hashem saw that the Yidden cared about the Torah, Rabbi Yisrael. That was the whole fight that the Baruch Hashem had showed Nachas Ruach. That where did they find him? Because they wanted Torah, they wanted Hasmah, they wanted to be able to sit in Beis Medrash. They had a tremendous terrace, Rabbi Yisrael. The one over there with the Uzis, with the guns, they say, stop! Okay, Borshe Patrani, we only shall there, Borshe Patrani. Borshe, now we don't have to, we're forced. Come on. You're forced to do this, forced to this, go to the plays, go to the theaters, go to this. We can't help it. Oidis Rachmana Pati, steak me foolish. I'm a foolish at dinner and theater. Oidis Rachmana Pati. So, come on, you guys, give us more oidis. So, if they wanted to be pouring oil, they had the carrots to do it, Rabbi Sani. But the Maisa, what did they do? that with all their might and all their energy, that they fought and fought and fought. You know, we don't want it. We don't want these Yevonim. We don't want with their plays and their cultures and all the things. We don't want it. That they could have been free. They could have been have a wonderful, but could have been Gashmias, a wonderful life. No, we want Torah, and because of that, they use all the energies to fight against a battle which they had no sikuyim patzlocha, and the Baruch Hashem saw that Yidden had so much keshik and such a devotion and such a commitment to the Ratzon Hashem, the Baruch Hashem nachas ruach from that, and that because of that we zecher to the greatness of Beis Hayim. He was so we should be zecher to Ayum Haim, as man as that we should be zecher again to the Nisim the Flores of Beis Hayim. We need it. L'chaim, 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 l'chaim.
Da 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 da. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Ha ha ha! Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.